Blog Talk Radio.
Halito Oseo, this is El Ratawa, and you are tuned in live to a show on our Talk Times of America Network, all right? Now, today's title of this episode is America is the Motherland, all right? And this is basically a show just to give out a little information and knowledge as to the original people's origin and actually showing you that we, in fact, originated here in America, all right? And I'm not just going to say that. I'm going to actually show you the proof of that statement, you know, through science, biology, history, you know, oral traditions of indigenous peoples, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to let y'all come to the conclusion yourself. Okay. And I know I haven't been on in a while, but, you know, it's how life is. But I'm back on today and I'm going to get right into it like I never left. Okay. Let's do it. Here we go. All right, like I said, I have a lot of information lined up, you know, for my new followers or listeners, you know, in the audience. I always like to start off the show by, you know, thanking my Aunt Estes for allowing me to use this platform, you know, so I can give out this information to my people and to the world. Okay. Safe. Now let's get into it. All right, now I just want to first begin by just debunking a couple of myths surrounding the origin of, you know, man or womb man. Okay. So there can be no he without she, right? No he without her. Here we go. I have a beautiful composition of texts and photos put together by Johnny Aborigine to show y'all this is where, you know, this out of Africa and, you know, why does people now think that the origin of man comes out of Africa? I'm about to show you why. Now, in this picture, I'm about to read some words that says basically how eugenics started and the whole out of Africa theory. It was started by a group of actually pale people, aka Albions, and they're showing Charles Darwin, Thomas Huxley, Francis Galton, Paul Broca, all right? So these are a couple of people that helped formulate this out of Africa ideology, right? And I also have another photo that I put together, and it states, did you know, before these men in the 1970s, no paleontologist held the view that Africa was the evolutionary home of modern humans. And then it's showing a group of people, Desmond Clark, Jacques Hublin, Louis Leakley, and Christopher Stringley. So these are a couple more people who also helped, you know, create this whole Africa origin of civilization paradigm. And again, these are a bunch of pale people, aka Albions. So the out of Africa theory origin is a very recent ideology. You know, as far as indigenous people go, they never claim they all migrated or they all even began in Africa. For instance, the Aboriginal Australians, you know, they have a history, you know, oral history that goes back, I have to say, about 50,000 years. You know what I'm saying? And just on their own Aboriginal website, they state that they are the oldest people on Earth, and that they also say that they are the originators of human civilization, and they do not come from Africa. All right. Again, the Isle of Africa theory motto of human evolution started, 1900s. Okay, with Darwin and his crew, and was widely accepted, through the eugenics movement and, perpetuating false ideologies of race, black, white, green, red, purple, and pink. People can't be colors. They can only be nouns, not a description or adjective, which is what a color is. It defines something. It doesn't actually tell you who you are. So now let's look at the facts and see what actually the origin of civilization began. All right, I have a book lined up. Okay. Called The Dark Races of Men. Okay, and I'm going to read one paragraph. Some 4,000 years of historic period, all we have is a chronology full of errors and falsehood, unintelligible and incomprehensible. We find the dark races still on the earth of their ancient history. Absolutely nothing is known, nor does it matter in what region of the globe we first view them. They are confined to no particular zone, but spread, as it were, from pole to pole, from the Arctic to the Antarctic Circle. If the Lapps be a dark race, then the dark races exist in Europe as a race. Asia abounds with them. Africa has always been considered their stronghold. And unquestionably, from the Mediterranean shores, the thick-lipped Copt or Bushmen of all shades, but the fair prevails throughout. But it is in America, the last discovered by the civilized European, find the stronghold of the colored race. From the land of fire to the ice-bound polar sea, nature has darkened every race. Unmistakably, okay, I'm going to read that last sentence again. But it is in America, the last discovered by the civilized Europeans, where we find the stronghold of the colored race. So that was just a testing, showing how, the Hollywood myth, how they show these very extremely pale-skinned, so-called Native Americans and they look like the colonists that just arrived off the Mayflower, and they saying they're the Native Americans. Those people actually, they didn't actually exist during the time, that 1492, 1600s, when, the first foreigners from Europe and other countries came here. And actually showing there was actually a dark-skinned people that were here, and that are still here. But I just reclassified, on the papers, through the census, and federal bureaus and records. Now I have another article that I want to read from, and it states, America, the first inhabited of the continent. And this is from a book called Traditions of the Earliest Visits of Foreigners to North America. And this is chapter saying article, The Americas is the first inhabited of the continent. Now it states it was the belief of the wise Thomas Jefferson that America was the first seat of the human race, and that the Eastern Hemisphere was peopled from the Western. Then it also states a letter written by him to President Stiles of Yale College in 1786 while he represented the United States at the court of France was published in the American Museum for November 1787, page 492. From this letter, the following abstract is taken, clearly stating Mr. Jefferson's belief that the first inhabitants of Asia, who so much resembled the American Aborigines, went from America to Asia instead of coming from Asia to America. All right. Again, this is out of a book called The Traditions of the Earliest Visits of Foreigners to North America. Okay. So I'm just kind of reading y'all a couple, you know, books. Y'all can research for yourselves that way. You have the evidence right in your face. Now, I also have another article, and this is from the Smithsonian Institute. Okay. Face the Amazon, which is in South America. It has many countries. Amazon is the largest rainforest in the world. It is larger than the Congo Basin and all other rainforests combined. Okay? That's why it's called the lungs of the earth. Okay, that's another name for the Amazon rainforest, the lungs of the earth. Okay? Because of so many trees. And according to the Smithsonian Institute, the Amazon represents the quintessence of biodiversity with the richest, most biodiverse ecosystem on Earth. All right, what does that mean? Representing the most biodiverse and richest ecosystem on Earth. That means that to this date, all right, in this Gregorian calendar of August 23rd, 2018, they are still finding new species of animals and plants, right, and fruits and trees in the Amazon rainforest, okay? And this is August 23rd, 2018. All right, how long have they been on this hemisphere? And they are still discovering new animals and the light right here in the Amazon. This is what it means by it's the richest and most biodiverse ecosystem on the planet. Okay? And I'm pretty sure they are also discovering new people, you know, but, you know, they're not going to say that. That might just totally destroy that whole paradigm they have set up as Africa being the origin of humanity.
Okay.
So that was biology. I mean, the most biodiverse area on the land in the world, okay? That means that where there is the most biodiversity, that means there must be the origin of, you know, something. That must be where everything came from because of that biodiversity, right? According to science, you know, the theories of science, that's how that will play out. Now, I have another article that I want to read to you that's actually just showing you how the origin of civilization began and life began in America. Okay. Now, we're going to deal with a little language, okay? Morphology, linguistics, right? Etymology. Semantics. It should be real exciting. All right, here we go. Now, this is an abstract from an article that was written by Daniel Netto titled Linguistic Diversity of the Americas. Okay. Now, it states, the abstract, the Americas harbor a great diversity, a very great diversity of indigenous language stock, many more than any other, many more than any other found on any continent, okay? So that means that out of all the land masses, America has the most diversity of indigenous languages, all right? That means they have language stocks that originated, the Chinese language, language stocks that originated, the Egyptian stock, right? All these, what you think would be foreign languages, are actually languages that came from ancient indigenous American peoples. That's why you can find all of these languages here in prehistoric America, okay? They found plenty of hieroglyphs and found plenty of Chinese scriptures and Hindu scriptures and all these so-called foreign languages, but are actually original to America, okay? And on that note, I'm going to read another article by Ambrosio Morales. Okay, he was a member of the Seminary of High Studies of Cusco. Now, Morales discovered that the first foundation of Cusco, y'all don't know where that is in Peru. Foundation of Cusco was done by cultures previous to the Greeks, all right, who spoke a mother language of Hebrew, Latin, and whose origins are in the Quechua language. Okay, so Quechua, that is actually a language, you know, he's saying that originated Latin, Hebrew. Right, all these other languages actually came from these ancient people in Peru. Then I'm going to show y'all in 1997, the National Institute of Anthropology and History of Mexico found, quote unquote, found the city of Comalcalco, Mexico. All right. And what's so called fascinating about this city in Mexico is that the city, not only was the city built entirely from mud brick with inscriptions of the Maya language on them, but there was also inscriptions in Arabic, Egyptian, Phoenician, and Chinese. Okay. I'm just showing you how all these languages originated here before they were given to the rest of the world. And I want to show y'all some more proof that this is attesting to the fact that languages originated here. All right, there's been findings, again, quote unquote, findings of the Hebrew language all throughout America and ancient Indian mounds, right? Just all over the place, they've been found in these mounds that have Hebrew, ancient Aramaic writings on there, you know, on stone, on bricks, on weapons. Okay. So that was just a little language just showing you how that originated here. So I went through biology, a little indigenous science, language. Now we're going to go to, before the show ends, we're going to go into the indigenous history, you know, the indigenous point of view of where humanity started. Now, as indigenous people go, there is a standing so-called mythology that is found in every culture on the planet, and that is the star mythology or children of the sun mythology, stating how they always descend or come from from the stars. Okay. Now, when you look at the indigenous tribes in America, you'll find that all of them have a very profound cosmology, a knowledge of cosmology and astronomy and astrotheology, and that they were so excellent, you know, very well learned craftsmen and craftswomen or women, that they built all their pyramids that align to the exact degree to a certain star, to a certain planet or a planetary body. So they would actually get this energy coming down from the heavens, and then they would utilize it in whatever form they felt was necessary or, you know, for their own agenda. And then there is that indigenous tribe specifically in America, a so-called the Nez Perce or the Nez Perce, which is not even their original name. They have an oral tradition where they believe they descend directly from the sun. And so every male is attributed as a noble of the sun. You know, every noble male comes directly from the sun. So they would greet each other as sun, not S-O-N, but S-U-N. So like, what's up, son? Hey, son. You know, and that's just showing what we do today. We still doing that today. And, you know, New York area, the DMV, you know, what's up, son? Hey, son. That's just a cellular memory and another cultural connection showing y'all we are always connected to our roots, even if we are not aware of them. But yeah, that was just a short little, real short show. I just wanted to give a little info. This is part one. So I just covered a little bit of language, went into a little biology, you know, topography, you know, just dealing with the earth and the planet. Then went into a little indigenous mythology. So I'll be back on tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central Time Zone, 2 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. With that being said, thanks for tuning in. And remember, your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are nothing. Wanishi Wado. Thank you.